I'm Tyler Russell in with Jason Fetty on Daily Scramble Live.
Good morning.
And we're joined today by Faye Chapman. She is a veteran of the show. Welcome back, Faye.
Good morning.
She's a member of the Housing and Human Services Committee, which every November for more than 10 years now puts on the Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month here in Laguna with a bunch of different events and ways you can support the homeless community. And over the years, this is fortunately less and less needed probably because there's so many more resources in town for homeless people. So it's obviously still extremely important, but these days, do you feel like we got it dialed in pretty good with supporting our local homeless community?
Yes, we have with a Friendship Shelter in town, and then we have Laguna Networks who also helps with the homeless. There is a good support system, the Interfaith Council. They do a lot. So, yeah, the community is coming together and really helping our homeless, which is amazing.
Yeah, and do you know any statistics on how many homeless we have in Laguna or anything like that?
You know, it always varies, but we always have about 100, a little more, a little less. It changes throughout the seasons. In the wintertime, we have people who migrate here, and in the summer, we have more people who migrate here.
Sure.
And then the people who are here in the winter migrate somewhere else, so they're traveling. But we have the people who are like our core homeless individuals, we have about 50.
Right.
Almost all the time.
The ones that I know by name and fist bump on the corner of Main Beach, for
example. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Those guys. Those guys.
Well, you know them because they are, they're looked after and they stick around.
Yes.
You know, to focus on sort of wider Orange County, there's a really big problem in the Southland. You know, the fact that we look out after our guys down here is testament to the city and to the people of the city, although people do complain about the homeless quite a lot. In the wider Orange County area, I saw this movie recently when I knew you were coming in. There's a movie called Homeless, The Motel Kids of Orange County. Have you seen that film?
I have not seen it, but I've heard about it. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, I heard. I just haven't seen it. It was by a senator or governor's daughter?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's certainly about it. You know, in the shadow of Disneyland, this gleaming place that's so important to the economy of Orange County. In the shadow of that, there are motels. There are dozens of motels. And there are 315,000 people homeless in Orange County.
I know, that's staggering, isn't it? That's a staggering
number.
One
in five kids is at risk from hunger.
And also, I don't know if you drive the 55 a lot, but I'm driving the 55 a lot. And over the past 2 years, I've seen the homeless on the riverbed right by Angel Stadium just increase. And I recently read an article where there's over 400 like encampments along that riverbed of homeless.
I thought it was a rock festival the first time I drove by it. It's just huge.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on.
It does.
And they're trying to clear it out now, of course.
Yes.
So where those people are going to go, I have no idea, you know. So
I know, they need housing. That's the biggest issue in Orange County for a lot of people, not just for homeless, but for working people who maybe just have a part-time job or single moms. You know, housing in Orange County, it's really important that we build some housing for that's affordable.
Yeah, homelessness isn't defined by living on the beach or living on the street corner. I mean, you can be homeless with a whole family, you know, paying a motel rate every day.
Right.
Or living in your car.
Right.
You know, there's other methods of homelessness, unfortunately. But yeah, like we mentioned, there's so many resources in Laguna that some of us are blind to it who don't drive up the 55 all the time.
You don't see the families, do you? I would think because, and you could talk to this probably, Faye, that you don't see the families because the families are not hanging out at the beach drinking beer. They are, you know, as you say, in their cars or in motels. The kids have got to be at school. You know, they still have to do the things that everybody has to do under this extra pressure of not having somewhere to go, you know, to put their cheese in the fridge.
Exactly. Or they could be living on a sofa in someone's home,
right,
you know, or in one room, a whole family living in one room of a house. And they're both, maybe mom and dad are both working, but yet all they can afford is just that one room because they may have part-time jobs. And
Or they live in Laguna where one room costs you $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the history of Homelessness Awareness Month, which you started over 10 years ago because it was a big problem and, you know, remains a problem. But back then, what was the idea and how did it evolve over the past decade?
Well, I just wanted to spotlight that homeless individuals are people you know, and they're people just like you and I. They've just had bad things happen to them. And so I just wanted to educate the community on, you know, see them as people. And what can we do as a community to help them get their life back together?
Right. And then these days, how have you seen the results of the month's effort improve homelessness in town or improve the condition of homeless folks in town?
Well, we now have the shelter, which back then we didn't have the shelter. And that is huge.
Right.
I think we are the only city in South Orange County that has a year-round shelter. Could be the only one in Orange County. I think Fullerton may be opening one or just opened one, but I'm not sure if it's year-round.
Yeah,
if it's year-round. But, you know, and Laguna is amazing and a pioneer for doing that. And so it makes me very proud to be a member of this community because we do look after each other and we do take care of each other.
And you mentioned Don Sortino of Networks and Laguna Exchange, who hosts a show on this station on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Although his efforts aren't quite as formalized as Friendship Shelter, he is a warrior. I mean, on the streets doing the work.
He is amazing, and I support him and help him as often as I can.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing at what he's doing, and I just applaud him and help him any way I can.
The thing about Don is that he's doing the things with the homeless that the people that complain about the homeless en masse. It's one thing to complain about one guy who did a thing and shouldn't have done that, and he was there when he shouldn't have been. That, you know, it's an issue for the police. But to look at a whole group of people and feel a prejudice against them, those people that make those kinds of statements and have those kinds of judgments, they would say they should be working, you know, they should be cleaned up. Well, Don helps them to get cleaned up. He clothes them. He gets them work. He gets them out working for the community because there is some power in that.
Just last week, we were talking to Don about how we need a few things done around here. He said, oh, I've got some guys that really need work. Let me send them.
Yeah.
And he sent a homeless dude to clean our windows. He sent another homeless dude to drive my bus last week. I mean, he employs them, and we're starting to try to do that too. I mean, there's a bunch of people in town that need work, and if you can reach out to Laguna Exchange or Networks to get that, he has people that are ready and willing.
Yeah.
So it's cool. He's getting them help.
It is really amazing. I love that program. We've been working on that program for probably a year, been helping him with that program to like get it going and stuff, and also my organization, Changing Souls, provides gift cards for local restaurants so they pay them in gift cards so that they can go and, you know, maybe sit down and have a meal in a restaurant.
Right.
It's so important because maybe they can't hold down a 8-hour job.
Right.
But, you know, they could work for a couple of hours.
Sure.
And so that's amazing. They go to help seniors, like if they need help cleaning a yard or whatever a senior may need. You know, we have these people who are really ready and wanting to do something.
I'll tell you what, it's very, you know, I was sitting here thinking, I arrived in Orange County homeless. I stayed on a friend's couch. Now, you know, I didn't think I was homeless, but it was pointed out to me very early on. Do you have a key to this place? I mean, you're paying rent. It ain't your place. You could be thrown out any time, blah, blah. And I got work. Somebody gave me work. And there was nothing more powerful than that. But somebody has to take a punt. They didn't know who I was.
Right.
I could have, you know, I was recently off drugs. I could have easily stolen the TV. You know, somebody's got to take a chance on these people and say, look, you know, if you show up at 6 a.m. and you stay for 8 hours, not only are you going to get something out of it, sort of physically, financially, whatever, but there's something very powerful. It teaches you, makes you feel like you are equal to your fellow men, which, you know, when you're homeless, you generally don't feel that way. So it's a really powerful program.
It is powerful, and it builds self-esteem.
That's what I'm looking for. That's the word I'm looking for.
Self-esteem. Yeah, exactly.
Faye Chapman, she's a member of the Housing and Human Services Committee. We're talking about Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month in Laguna Beach. So let's highlight some of the events that are happening this month in respect to this event.
Okay, so the Girl Scouts are doing a toiletry drive, and you can find bins throughout the city. They're, you know, all the real estate offices, banks, churches are also helping. And that goes to help the alternative sleeping location, which is really important for the soap and toiletry drives. Laguna Food Pantry is doing a food drive, which we've been doing this part of the month for as long as we've been doing this event, and it's really important. Also, bins are throughout the community, and you can donate food. We want non-perishable food, and in the past, we've had as much as 30,000 pounds of food donated, and it helps the food pantry for a few months, so that's really important. The food pantry sees, I think it's about 1,000 families a week at the food pantry. Yeah, so it's a much, much needed program. And then we have the four films that's going to be at the Suzy Q every Thursday at 4. So four free films at 4 at the Suzy Q. And of course, you're going to get lemonade and popcorn if you show up at the movie. And then you can volunteer your time at the Friendship Shelter. You can contact the Friendship Shelter and you can go in and make a meal for their individuals that are living there, and also the potluck, which is on Thanksgiving. That's such a great community event. Yeah. I'm sure you guys have gone to that. It's pretty amazing to go there.
I've never personally been, but we talk about it every year, and I've always wanted to. Yeah, so neighborhood congregational church, right?
Yes, you should stop in. Even if you could just stop in for 5 minutes, just to see how all the community comes together and shares a meal together. It's pretty powerful.
It's really great. They've got a new pastor there. He's a very, very good looking man. So it's worth going. You should go over there.
Yes.
Very sexy man. It says here that more than half of the shoppers at the food pantry have babies and children to feed.
So yes.
Imagine that.
Yes.
You know, imagine not having the resources to give your children the start they need in life. So yeah. Very important.
So this is a really unique, cool thing we do in Laguna Beach, where it doesn't seem like there's that many homeless people. But the reason why is because we have services for them, and we have for the past decade. And we need to keep doing it to maintain that level of support in Laguna. So LagunaHungryAndHomeless.org is where you can find more information on all the events happening this month. There's a film tonight, My Man Godfrey, starting at 4 o'clock. Again, at the Suzy Q, four free films at 4 every Thursday. And again, you can learn more at LagunaHungryAndHomeless.org. Faye Chapman, anything we left out?
No, you did a great job. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You did too. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Thanks for all you do, Faye Chapman.
Thank you, Jason, for all you do.